Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and thank you for being on this teleseminar. This is one of the most important of all subjects in our society today. As you know, two-thirds of Americans are overweight, and according to the statistics, between 20 and 30% are obese or morbidly obese. Now, obese means that you're 20% or more above your ideal weight. Morbidly obese means that you're in serious trouble. And the interesting thing is, as I met a friend of mine once who had lost an enormous amount of weight, and I said, well, how did you lose weight? He said, well, I discovered a remarkable secret. I found I never gained weight from something I didn't eat. So I stopped putting it in the top, and the weight just fell off. I've worked with people over the years who have lost enormous amounts of weight by just following one of the ideas that we'll talk about in this seminar, Fit and Trim for Life. One of the great lines from Hollywood is, you can never be too rich or too thin. That's kind of a cute line. You can never be too rich or too thin. In this teleseminar, you're going to learn a series of proven, practical methods and strategies to lose weight, get fit, increase your energy, sleep better, feel great about yourself, and be more attractive to others in your personal and business life. The best news today is that your health and longevity is largely under your control. You can live longer and better in the 21st century than at any other time in history. Now, it's interesting, right up until the 1700s, there were as many as 7 famines a year, even in countries like Europe, parts of the world like Europe. Today, there are still famines where people actually die of starvation. Not only that, there were what are called pandemic diseases, cholera, yellow fever. In Africa, a million people a year die of malaria. There's millions of people who die of AIDS. In other words, there were diseases that simply could not be cured. But today, virtually all of the major diseases have been cured, especially in the modern countries. So today, your level of health and energy, how long you live, how great you feel, how you look, is very much under your own control. As we say that you're always free to choose, and you can choose to be extraordinarily healthy, happy, fit, trim, have high energy, and do great things. You know that my big focus in life is to answer the question, why are some people more successful than others? And what I came across was a whole body of thought that said that successful people have more energy than unsuccessful people. And it almost knocked me off my chair. Successful people have more energy. And then, of course, it's so logical. Well, successful people are successful because they have the energy to do the extra things that they need to do in order to be successful. Unsuccessful people don't have the energy. By the end of the day, they're tired, they're sluggish, they go home, they eat big meals with lousy food, but successful people have high energy that they can use to try new things, learn new subjects, get into new endeavors, to start new enterprises, and so on. So just increasing your energy level automatically increases your openness to doing things that improve the quality of your overall life. Now, your goal should be to live a long, healthy life, to dance at your grandchildren's weddings, and to die peacefully in your sleep at the age of 95. I'll talk about goals in a second, but I just want to emphasize this, is the greater clarity you have with regard to your long-term goals, especially with health and fitness, the more likely it is you will achieve them. The reason people don't get to a particular destination is because they have no idea what the destination is. The reason people accomplish extraordinary things is because they're really clear about what they want to accomplish. Now, according to the research, the average lifespan in 1900 was 48 years. The average lifespan in 1935 was 62 years. It had gone up substantially. Today, the average lifespan is about 76 years for men and 80 years for women, and it's increasing every year. In your lifetime, the average lifespan will be 80, 85, 90. Because why? Because people with intelligence are moderating their lives in such a way that they live longer. And by the way, it's interesting. I came across this statistic about lifespan, and it says that the revolutions in health don't add 10 years to the end of your life. So you're not sitting in a rocking chair with a shawl in your lap, drooling for an extra 10 years. What they do is they add those 10 years into the latter part of your life as healthy, vibrant years that you can do wonderful things with. So those 10 extra years are quality years that add to your life. That's an exciting concept. When you reach the age of 65 today, you will be in your prime. You'll be at your peak of mental fitness. I worked with Jack Welch a couple of years ago. Jack Welch was the president of General Electric. He was considered to be perhaps the finest, most successful executive in the world. At the age of 65, because of policies that had been put in place in General Electric back in the 20s, he was forced to retire at the age of 65. When I met Jack Welch, he was as sharp as a razor blade. He was as quick off the mark, but because of their policy, he had to retire. Now remember, the whole concept of retirement at 65 was actually developed in 1870 in Bismarck's Germany. When the Social Security system was put into place in the U.S., they said, well, at what time, what year age should we start paying? They said, well, how about 65? That's what they're using in Europe. And besides, since the average lifespan in 1935 was 62, if we set up the Social Security system, it's a Ponzi scheme. We can start to charge taxes today on people who will never live long enough to collect the money. So one of the dirty little secrets of American politics is that the entire Social Security system was set up as a hidden tax system to give the politicians more money to buy votes. They never expected that people would actually collect the money. Today, of course, it's becoming a disaster. We say that you'll be at your peak of mental fitness in 65. You'll be nowhere near retiring. Most people today will work to age 75 and beyond because they want to work and they enjoy being busy. Here's an interesting point, is you want to be able to choose what you do after the age of 65. That's the whole purpose of retirement planning. But you will not want to quit working. You want to do something else. You want to do something different. You want to do something that's more interesting to you, because the more involved you are, the more energy you have, the smarter you are, the brighter you are, the healthier you are, the stronger is your immune system. Okay, there are three keys to becoming and remaining fit and trim for life. Number one, accept 100% responsibility for yourself and your health habits. Repeat continually, if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. The biggest single problem that people have is they blame other things, their glands, their family history, their lifestyle, the people around them, for their health plans. But no, you are always free to choose what you put into your mouth and do with your body. So stop making excuses for health habits that are not helping you and start making progress instead. Now, number two key is to set clear, written, measurable goals for each part of your health and physical life. The first goal is you decide how long you are going to live. Now, this is an interesting question. If you ask people, how long have you decided to live? Sigmund Freud once said that each person chooses the time and method of their own death, which may or may not be a sort of a psychoanalytical concept. But it's amazing how many people you say, how long have you intended to live? Oh, I want to live to be 100. Well, show me your written goal plan for how you're going to get there. Oh, I don't have it written down. That's kind of my fantasy. No, that's like saying I want to have a certain amount of money when I retire. Well, how much is it? Well, I'll know it when I get there. So decide how long you want to live. And I would suggest, since you're on this call, you are a cut above the average person, pick a number like 90 or 95. 95 is good. You know, the people with good health habits are going to live that long unless they get hit by a car. So pick 95 and then decide how you're going to get there. What am I going to do starting today to get there? Now, a good friend of mine has this great exercise. And the exercise is, imagine you were going to live to be 95 and you're going to die on your 95th birthday. How would you like to feel the day before? One day before your 95th birthday, when you were going to pass away quietly in your sleep, how would you like to feel? And everybody answers, well, I'd like to feel great. I'd like to feel happy, healthy, energy, no pain, everything else. Well, how would you like to feel 2 days before your 95th birthday? How would you like to feel 3 days before your 95th birthday? And suddenly people just light up and realize, well, I'd like to feel great all those days. Well, if you want to feel great one day before your 95th birthday, when is the best time to start doing the things so that you feel great? And everybody realizes immediately, now. In other words, if you want to feel great then, the best thing you can do is feel great now. And so you start working on that as your goal. Then decide exactly how much you're going to weigh and by what time period. You can't imagine what a power this has on your subconscious mind. Say, my ideal weight is X number of pounds, and I'm going to weigh that amount by this date. I was talking to a very good friend of mine, a self-made multimillionaire, yesterday, who has allowed himself to get 40 pounds overweight. And he said, Brian, he said, I will be at my ideal weight at Christmas, on December 25th. I'm going to follow all of these principles that you teach. I'm going to lose 3 to 4 pounds a week. I'm going to exercise, diet, and I will be at my ideal weight by December 25th. He said, I thought about it and talked about it for several years, almost 10 years now he's been overweight, but now he's made a decision and put a date on his decision. Determine how much you're going to exercise each week and make a plan for each day. By the way, early exercise is always the best. If you get up in the morning and exercise, you're 10 times more likely not only to do it, but to make it a regular habit. And determine how much you will sleep each night, and how many days you will take off each week, and how many weeks of vacation you will take each year. And I'll talk about this a little bit later. Set goals in each area, make written plans, and then discipline yourself to follow your plan. Now, here's the interesting point, is your ability to follow through on your promise and your commitment to yourself is the measure of your character. It's the measure of your strength. It's the measure of your willpower. It also determines the entire quality of your life. So when you make a promise to yourself, it's really important that you promise yourself you're going to do these things, and by gum, not for anybody else's sake, but for yourself, you fulfill your promises to yourself. Well, number three is to feed your mind with positive mental nutrition. Read, study, learn, and apply good ideas and methods for healthy living. Take the time to become very well informed about your health and all the things you can do to make it better. Now, what I learned as a young man is that if you read three really good books, usually popular books on health, nutrition, diet, and so on, you will have pretty much learned 90% of what you'll need to learn for the rest of your life. And yet, very few people read these books. I have read different books that have opened my eyes. I'm going to give you the essence of them in the next few minutes. I've opened my eyes to critical concepts that transform my thinking about food and diet. And so, therefore, it's really important that this be one of your subjects. Just like you watch television, you keep current with the news, you keep current in your field, you also keep current with diet and nutrition. And there are some great findings coming out now. Every so often, somebody will come up with something that is really a great finding. You say, wow, I'm going to incorporate that into my life as well. Well, there are 7 keys to becoming fit and trim for life. 7 great keys, and here they are. Number one is proper diet, which means eat the right foods. One of the things I learned in my reading is that foods are like chemicals or drugs. They have positive or negative effects on your body. So you choose what you put into your body with care. Here's an example. Let us say that you were to drink a glass of orange juice. Would this have a different chemical effect on your body than if you drank a glass of water? How about if you drank a glass of crankcase oil? Well, you say, of course, the physical effects would be almost instantaneous. What if you drank a tumbler of whiskey? What kind of a feeling would your body have? I mean, pow, you have that feeling right away. Every single food stuff that you put into your body creates a chemical reaction of some kind, positive or negative. So imagine that you were fabulously successful. You've made a lot of money, you're rich, and you've now purchased a $1 million racehorse. How would you feed this $1 million racehorse? If you've been able to achieve this goal and bought a $1 million racehorse, would you feed your expensive racehorse soft drink, coffee, donuts, candy, chips, fast food? Of course not. If you had gone down to the stables and you found your stable master feeding your horse with junk food, you would be so upset, you would fire that person. But how much more valuable are you? If you just feed yourself the way you would feed an expensive racehorse that you had purchased, you'll be fit and trim for life. Just think about that. Would I feed a dog the kind of food that I'm looking at eating myself? And that'll give you a real shock. So foods either give you energy or tire you out, depending upon what you eat and how you combine those foods. Now, this is another thing I learned. It's called food combining, which I'll talk about in a second. In the 1984 Olympics, the diets of athletes from more than 100 countries were studied. These are all the high-performance people of the world competing against the highest-performance people, and their diets were carefully calibrated, but they came from 100 countries. They all consist of three elements in common. First, the athletes ate a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. Second of all, they ate lean source protein of all kinds, including fish, chicken, beef, and soy products. Third, they drank lots of water. So no matter what they ate, those three characteristics were in common. Now, here's the good news. You cannot gain weight on a high-quality diet. If you only eat large amounts of fruits and vegetables, plus lean source protein, and drink lots of water throughout the day, you will lose weight and feel terrific. Food combining theory, and this is a great breakthrough in nutrition, says that you should never mix proteins and carbohydrates. A carbohydrate is something like bread, rice, pasta, and other wheat-based products. Protein is meat, fish, eggs, and beef. So when you eat proteins by themselves, like beef or chicken, your stomach secretes acid to break them down. When you eat carbohydrates, like pastas and bread by themselves, your body secretes alkalines to break them down. But when you eat proteins and carbohydrates together, meat plus pasta, meat plus bread, meat plus even potatoes or rice, they neutralize. Your body secretes both acids and alkalines, which neutralize each other and stop the digestive process. This is why you feel drowsy after a big meal. All the blood from your brain is being rushed to your digestive system to break down a largely indigestible mass that's sitting there in your stomach. Remember they used to tell you don't go swimming for an hour after eating? Well, the reason was because if you eat a normal diet with carbohydrates and proteins, is all the blood from your muscles would rush to your digestive system to try to break down this mass in your food, in your stomach. And what it would do is it would take the blood away from your muscles so that you could very easily get a cramp. That's why it's so important to eat properly and to time your food. So from now on, eat fruits before each meal, and then eat either proteins and vegetables, such as a fish or chicken salad, or carbohydrates and vegetables, such as pasta and salad. But don't mix up proteins and carbohydrates together. When you combine your foods properly, as described above, you will be fully nourished and have high levels of energy for several hours after each meal. In addition, you will lose weight steadily. In fact, the weight will just fall off when you stop food combining. And this is one of the great breakthroughs in nutrition. Now, here is a big concern. We'll come back to it later. It has to do with energy. As you can tell if you're eating the right foods, is you have high levels of energy, you sleep soundly, you get out of bed with a clear head, and you go all day long without thinking about sleeping. If you eat the wrong foods, you get up out of bed sluggishly. You think about going back to bed as soon as you can that evening. And all day long, you're kind of functioning at a lower level. You're kind of geared down. Now, here's another key, and that is with regard to proper diet, and that's to eliminate the three white poisons. And these are real poisons. If you can do this, you're going to be one of the fittest and healthiest people in your society. The first white poison is white salt. You should use no salt at all. You receive ample salt in many of the foods you eat. You don't require any additional salt in your diet. Take your white salt shaker and throw it away and never touch it again. I have not put salt on my foods except for French fries at McDonald's. That's a special case. I've not put food on my foods forever. I sit at a dining table. I never touch the white salt shaker, never. Because why is you don't need any more salt. Nonetheless, the average American consumes 20 pounds of additional salt each year, according to the research. Salt is the major ingredient in most fast foods, including soups, chips, pizza, and others. By the way, if you want to really have an eye-opener, pick up a can of soup in the supermarket and look at the ingredients. They're required to write the ingredients in the list of their proportion. The first will be water, the second will be salt. It's the most amazing thing. Sometimes we'll have two or three tablespoons of salt in one can of soup. When you consume too much salt, your body demands water. It makes you thirsty. This water is then combined with the sodium chloride molecule, which is salt, causing you to retain water and leading to bloating and overweight. The very act of not adding salt to your diet actually causes you to lose weight. It's the most amazing thing that we'll talk about as we go along. Now, the second white poison is white sugar. Anything ending in OS, OSD, like glucose, sucrose, dextrose, and so on, is what is called a simple sugar. The fact is that you require no additional sugar in your diet. Nonetheless, the average American consumes 120 to 200 pounds of extra sugar each year in the worst possible form, soft drinks, candy, cakes, and sweet things of all kinds. These are all called simple sugars. A simple sugar only requires one molecule of water in combination to go straight into the bloodstream. Now notice this. When you eat a sugar-based product, you get an immediate sugar spike. You get an immediate rush of cheap energy. This triggers the body, this sugar rush, into producing insulin. The body goes into an emergency, like red alert, and your body secretes insulin to try to pull down this high level of sugar in order to get you back to normal, to remove the excess sugar from your system. 2 hours after you have a sugar spike from a Coke or a candy bar, you will then, the insulin will overreact and remove too much sugar from your system, causing you to have a sugar depression. You'll actually feel tired, kind of stretched out. You'll then reach for another Coke or a candy bar in order to give your sugar level another spike, thereby putting yourself on a sugar, no sugar roller coaster throughout the day. This is what most people do. Worst thing that you can do in the morning is get up in the morning and eat a bagel and orange juice, which gives you a sugar spike that lasts till about 10 o'clock, and suddenly you feel fatigued and lightheaded, and your ability to work declines dramatically. The very act of eliminating all sugar-rich products from your life will cause you to sleep better, have more energy, and lose weight immediately. Now, the third white poison you have to get out of your diet is white flour. Now, this includes bread, pasta, rolls, cake, bagels, muffins, cookies, and even rice and potatoes, which are all loaded with starches that cause you to put on weight and feel sluggish. It's interesting, in the research it says that the body does not have the ability to break down glutens. Glutens are the fundamental element in wheat-based products. When you eat a wheat-based product, bread of any kind, even brown bread, it turns into a mass, a glutinous mass in your stomach, and it's indigestible. It then slows down the rest of your digestion, which causes your body to hold on to more of the weight, gives you constipation, causes flatulence, causes you to stay awake at night, and so on. The fact is, we need no bread at all. Any product made with white flour, or almost any flour, is essentially a dead product. What does this mean? It means it is inert, an inert food. It has been milled, bleached, and baked so severely that it contains no nutrients at all. It is a pure junk food. When you eat a sandwich, by the way, let's say you go to McDonald's and you order something from McDonald's. You know what you do? Throw away the bread and just eat the ingredients. The ingredients are protein and vegetable. The ingredients will completely satiate your appetite. You'll feel great for 4 to 5 hours. You'll have high levels of energy. And by throwing away the bread, you'll have actually had health food, a healthy meal. When you add the bread, your body will then go into overload, and you'll slow down, you'll start to feel drowsy, and so on. So you can get more food value out of a sandwich by throwing away the bread than anything else. One of my students from Florida wrote me, and he said, you know, he'd become financially very successful listening to my stuff, but one thing bothered him. He was 22 pounds overweight, and he felt bad about it. He was single, about 28, 29. He kind of felt low self-esteem, poor self-image. He just couldn't get rid of the weight. And then he heard about the three white poisons from one of my programs. He told me that by eliminating salt, sugar, and flour, he was able to drop the 22 pounds in 90 days, and he never gained them back again. He said he took in all his clothes. He felt more positive. He was more popular to members of the opposite sex. He was more optimistic. He said just by eliminating the three white poisons, he transformed his life. Now, the timing of your eating is important as well. Adele Davis, the dietary expert, once said, you should eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. You need about 2,000 calories per day for healthy living. If you consume 80% of those calories in breakfast and lunch before 2 p.m. in the afternoon, you will stabilize and lose weight. If you consume 80% of your calories after 2 p.m. in the form of a large late dinner, you will gain weight. What they found is the most amazing thing is you can actually lose weight simply by timing when you eat your calories predominantly. Same amount of food, but just when you eat them during the day. One of the most important breakthroughs at Harvard University in nutrition is called under-eating without under-nourishment. It is a major breakthrough area. This requires that you eat less food, but you eat food that is higher in quality. For example, as I just said, going to McDonald's or Burger King, throwing away the bread, and eating the ingredients. Now, that's high-quality protein. It has to be high-quality or they wouldn't allow them to sell it. And what that does is it kills your appetite and gives you high energy for hours. So use a smaller plate rather than a larger plate. Stop eating when you're no longer hungry. Remember, you don't have to clean your plate anymore. Sometimes my wife and I go out for dinner, and we order dinner, and she said, well, this is too much food. I said, honey, we're not poor anymore. We don't have to eat it all. And we always laugh when we say that. We're not poor anymore. We don't have to eat it all. Well, you're not poor anymore. You don't have to clean your plate. Okay? In other words, when you finish eating, like the queen, just sort of put your knife and fork down and don't eat anymore. Now, to develop a new positive habit pattern of dieting, here are the 7 keys to new habit development. First, select one eating habit that you want to develop or change at a time. Let's say you want to eliminate eating sugars of any kind. Set that as your goal. I'm not going to eat anything that has sugar in it. It's hard, especially if it's become habit, but remember, all habits are learned habits, and anything that is learned can be unlearned with practice and repetition. The second key to developing a new habit is to start immediately rather than waiting for an opportune time. What many people do is they listen to this and they say, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to start doing more of this or less of that, but I'll start after the summer. I'll start after vacation. I'll start on my Christmas holidays. I'll start some other time. No, if it's a good idea, start it now. The third to develop habits is never allow exceptions until the habit is locked in. In other words, don't let yourself off the hook. No excuses. No, just this, just for just one time. What you do is just say no, no exception. Now, the fourth key to developing a habit is to tell others about your new health habit. This is really neat. You say, I decided I'm not eating sugars anymore. And you tell everybody around you, so they're all watching you to see whether you do it or not. And if you know that they're watching you, it kind of puts a little bit of steel in your spine, as they say. Now, the fifth key is persist in new habit development for 21 days, without exception, until the habit is automatic and easy. Remember, Goethe once said, the German philosopher, that everything is hard before it's easy. New habit development is hard before it's easy, but once it's locked in, it's automatic and easy. In other words, you just do it without thinking. Now, the sixth key to developing an excellent dieting habit is to repeat to yourself the magic words, just for today. Resolve to practice your new health habit just for today. You say, just for today, I won't eat any sugar. Maybe tomorrow I'll fall off the wagon, but just for today. The fact is that you can do almost anything if it is only for one day at a time. And seventh, be easy on yourself. It takes a long time to develop new habits. If you slip, as you will from time to time, just get back into the habit until it becomes automatic and easy. Now, here's an important point that I learned from one of the great books called The Zone by Barry Sears, and I recommend that every adult read this book. He says that you eat the proper foods, and it puts you in the zone. The zone means high energy and weight loss. He said every so often you'll fall off and you'll eat the wrong foods or too many foods. But remember, you're only one meal away from getting back into the zone. In other words, if you do fall off the wagon, you do have dessert, you eat too much, you don't beat yourself up. Next meal, get back into eating properly. You're only one meal out of the zone at any given time. Now, the key to being fit and trim for life is contained in 5 words. Eat less and exercise more. Eat less and exercise more. There is no other way, by the way. None of the things that they sell on the internet, none of the weight loss drugs or potions or anything else will work unless you eat less and exercise more. When you practice under-eating without undernourishment, you'll have all the energy you need. Eat less food, but higher quality food. Eat more lean source proteins, fruit, vegetables, and lots of water. To achieve your proper weight, weigh yourself today so that you know exactly where you're starting from. Stare it right in the face. Then determine your ideal weight, your goal for some time in the future. How much would you really like to weigh? Determine the exact date that you will reach your goal of the perfect weight for you and write it down. And finally, make a list of all the sacrifices and changes you're going to make to achieve and maintain your ideal weight. Here's a great exercise. Write at the top of a piece of paper, "I achieved my ideal weight goal by," and write in the date, "because I," dot, 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 and finish the sentence with as many answers as you can. "Because I started immediately," "because I stopped eating sugar," "because I began exercising every day," "because I drank more water." In other words, write down all the things that you might have done in order to achieve the goal. Imagine you've achieved the goal by your date. Say, "I achieved my goal by this date because I," and write down all the things that you did. This has an inordinate impact on your subconscious mind. It actually programs your subconscious mind to predispose you to engaging in those behaviors in the weeks and months ahead. Now, I want to share something with you that had an enormous impact on me. And Beyonce was interviewed recently. She had to lose 20 pounds in the filming of the movie Dreamgirls. So what she did is she went on to what is called the Lemonade Cleansing Diet. And she lost 20 pounds in 20 days without any bad health effects. She was guided by the best nutritionist, and she was able to drop 20 pounds in 20 days. And if you want to drop a pound a day, here's a fast, effective way to clean out your system and lose a pound a day. This diet can often start you into a pattern of healthy living. Sometimes, you know, you have to give yourself a major lifestyle change, and the way you do it is you abruptly interrupt your current pattern by going on this diet go on it for a week. So select a day that you'll begin this 7-day cleansing diet. First thing in the morning of that day, sometimes a Saturday or Sunday is a great time to start, you know, after the week and the Saturday and Saturday night dinner. So you say, okay, Sunday morning, this is the time. And you get up, and on the morning of the first day, you mix 1 level tablespoon of sea salt, only sea salt you can get it at any health food store, in 1 quart warm water. Let me repeat that because people get it wrong. 1 level tablespoon of sea salt in 1 quart of warm water is exactly the chemical consistency of your body. And what you do is you drink the entire quart of water. Now, does it taste great? No. But it takes a minute to drink the entire quart of water. It doesn't taste that bad. In 1 hour, this salt water cleanser will clean out your entire system from one end to the other. Don't go for a walk or go to a movie. 60 minutes after you take this, this will act like the most incredible Roto-Rooter you've ever seen and will clean your system from basically esophagus to the other end. Now, instead of food on this diet, you drink lemonade for the next 7 days. And you drink a special type of lemonade and as much as you want. The wonderful thing about this diet is that you are never hungry. You never allow yourself to be hungry. The reason that people don't like diets is because hunger hurts. It's like a stab in the stomach. So the key is don't be hungry. If you're not hungry, you can stay on the diet for an indefinite period of time. So the recipe for this lemonade, and you can drink as much of it as you want. Every single time you're hungry, you just take a glass. So the recipe is 2 tablespoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice. Don't use the stuff from the bottle. Get a lemon, cut it in half, and squeeze it into a tablespoon. You take two tablespoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice, and you combine it with 2 tablespoons of pure maple syrup. Pure maple syrup is one of the most incredible foods in the world. And then you add 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and you put it into a 10-ounce glass of warm water. So if you got this, you take a 10-ounce glass of warm water, you put in 2 tablespoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of pure maple syrup, and a dash of cayenne pepper. The cayenne pepper acts as a stimulant to your whole system. And you drink it. You sip it. You drink it. Each time you feel hungry, you can kill your appetite with this lemonade mix. And by the way, you'll have all the energy you need. Your mind will be clear, bright. You'll feel great. You can drink as many glasses of this lemonade as you like. It contains all the vitamins and minerals that you require for your 7-day cleansing diet. The first day, you will drink 7 to 8 glasses in order to make sure you're not hungry. On the second day, you'll drink 6 to 7 glasses. On the third day, you'll drink 5 to 6 glasses. by the seventh day, you'll be drinking, by the third day, you'll be drinking 5 to 6 glasses. By the seventh day, you'll be drinking 3 glasses per day and feeling excellent. It's the most amazing thing. Your stomach is now shrinking, and your body is functioning at a much higher level on pure nutrients. Each evening on this diet, about 2 hours before bedtime, you drink 2 cups of laxative tea. You make it up, let it steep, and then just drink the 2 cups. You can get various forms of laxative tea from any health food store. Now, the reason you drink this is because this works in your system all night long. And the next morning, even though you haven't had any food at all, you'll be quite surprised at what starts to flush out of your system. It's estimated that the average adult has 5 to 10 pounds of stuff stuck into their digestive system. What this does is, as you take it each day, it starts to loosen this stuff up, almost like a Roto-Rooter or pouring an acid down your toilet. It starts to loosen it up, and every day it flushes out. You're quite astonished, by the way. Fifth, sixth, seventh day, you're quite astonished at the stuff that's still coming out. All that stuff is adding to weight, making you sluggish, slowing you down, clouding your mind, and so on. At the end of 7 days, your system will be as clean as a whistle, and you'll be as bright as a berry. Now, on this diet, you will lose 3 to 5 pounds the first day, and you'll lose at least 1 pound every day thereafter. That's what Beyonce did to get her weight down for Dreamgirls. Is you take the first sea salt flush, and that first day at the end of the day, you'll have lost 3 to 5 pounds. This is a great motivator, by the way. You say, hey, wow, this is great, because I'm already down 3 to 5 pounds. Some people will lose 10 pounds the first day simply because they have so much stuff in their system. After 7 days, you come off the diet, and you begin a normal diet gently with soup and with steamed vegetables. When I took this diet the first time, I had an incredible appetite for steamed broccoli. And I learned later that steamed broccoli is so loaded with all kinds of vitamin B and iron and calcium and other nutrients, your body is just screaming for this kind of nutrients at the end of 7 days. And I just love steamed broccoli. And that graduated me to more fresh vegetables, lightly steamed, little butter, little lemon juice, and you just keep on losing weight. Now, from then on, cut your food consumption in half, at least to less than 2,000 calories per day. Just really get your food, your calories down. Turn off your apostat. Interesting point about weight loss, by the way, and being fit and trim for life, is you have a signal in your brain that tells you if you're hungry. It's called an apostat, sort of like a thermostat. It takes 20 minutes after you begin eating for this apostat to turn off your appetite, like a thermostat turns off the air conditioning or heat when it reaches a certain temperature. As soon as your appetite stops after 20 minutes, you should stop eating. It's interesting, if you simply say, well, I'm going to have a salad, and then wait for 20 minutes to order, at the end of 20 minutes, you're no longer hungry. If you do this on a regular basis, your appetite will stop in 20 minutes, and you just find yourself with very little desire to eat anything else. So when you go out for dinner in the evenings, order a salad and an appetizer. By the time you've eaten the salad, your appetizer will have shut off or shut down. When you eat the appetizer, you'll be fully satisfied and not require any further food. And remember, you don't have to clean your plate. You don't have to clean your plate. So the rule is to stop eating 3 hours at least before bedtime. Try to eat earlier in the evening. Barbara and I, my wife, have a little thing we call it salads at 6. Salads at 6. And we aim to have a salad with a little protein at 6 o'clock. Maybe it's between 6 and 7, but at least 3 hours before bedtime. So ideally, you should have a light dinner, salads at 6, no later than 7 to 7:30 p.m. in the evening. If you do that, by the time you go to bed at 10, you'll be feeling terrific. You'll have no appetite. You'll sleep beautifully all night. You'll need less sleep. You'll wake up with your mind and your brain clear, and you'll actually see yourself losing weight. It's the most amazing darn thing. You actually go to weigh yourself, and you're astonished. You've actually dropped weight. So here's the third part of being fit and trim for life. Number one is proper diet. Number two is proper weight. Number three is proper vitamin and mineral supplements. Most foods today are overprocessed. They are grown on depleted soil, and they no longer contain the vitamins and minerals that you need for healthy living. Some people say that you can get all the vitamins and minerals you need if you just eat a balanced diet. Well, research has shown that in order for you to get this so-called balanced diet, you'd have to eat fully 20 pounds of food each day of a wide variety in order to get all the nutrients you require. 20 pounds a day. Instead, take a top quality vitamin mineral supplement of some kind. Now, people ask, what do you take? Well, my personal favorite is Neutralite, which I've been taking for more than 20 years, actually more than 30 years. I take Neutralite every day. I always have high energy. I'm never sick. I heal quickly from cuts and scratches and so on. So, but there's wonderful vitamin formulations out there. It's just really important that you take a good vitamin mineral formulation. If you don't get all the vitamins and minerals that you require, your body will still be hungry and it will crave more food. Ever had that experience? You eat and then it's just kind of still not satisfied. This is why, by the way, why people eat dessert. Because desserts give you instant sugar. And people eat their dinner and they're still hungry, so they order a piece of cake, cheesecake, pie, or something else. They still are craving for more nutrition. And, of course, that's exactly the wrong direction to go. If you take all the vitamins and minerals you need on a regular basis, your appetite will diminish. You will eat less, you'll have less appetite, and you'll lose weight. Simple as pie. In addition to vitamins and minerals, by the way, you should take omega-3 fish oil tablets of some kind. This is one of the great breakthroughs, and there's great, by the way, there's great suppliers of this. But what happens is it lowers your appetite. It lubricates your joints, it increases brain functioning and body functioning, it improves your skin. And for myself, I personally reduced my cholesterol level from 200 to 170 in 1 year by taking fish oil tablets each day. Excuse me. When I went to my doctor, and the doctor said, what on earth have you been doing the last year? Your cholesterol level has dropped dramatically. I mean, you are in superb shape. So I look back. And the only thing I could think of at that time was I'd been taking these fish oil tablets every day. Hadn't changed any other aspect of my diet. And by the way, when you're working hard, when you're under stress or you're getting less sleep than you need, you should increase your vitamin mineral intake. It's sort of like your body is a machine. It's a high-performance car engine. And when it's performing, when you're racing, when you're really using it, you burn up more of this high-level vitamin mineral fuel, so take more of it. Double up. If you take a certain number of vitamins each day and you're really working hard or longer hours, take twice as many. Take them twice a day. Good vitamins and minerals will increase your energy levels, improve your sleep, and make you more mentally alert. Now, the fourth key is proper hydration. And proper hydration is simple. Drink lots of water. You need 2 quarts or 8 large glasses of water each day to maintain the proper water level in your body. When you drink lots of water, it washes out the salt and the toxins and the impurities. By the way, if you stop eating salt and drink lots of water, you'll drop 5 pounds because the water will wash away all of those impurities that are being held in your body in suspension in order to provide for the salt. Proper hydration aids digestion, curbs your appetite, and gives you energy. By the way, a quick way, not a long-term way, to take the edge off your appetite, just drink a big glass of water. And that'll kill your appetite for 30 to 60 minutes. Keep doing this on a regular basis. You'll find that you just gradually eat less and less and feel better and better. Now, when you're dehydrated, it tires you out. It weakens your ability to concentrate, and it makes you irritable. And here's the key, is often people don't know they're dehydrated. They just sort of forget to drink water, or they make a mistake. What they do is they just drink a quick gulp of water when they go past the water fountain, when what they really need is a full glass of water. So here's a simple test for hydration. Your urine should be almost pure in color. It should have a very, very light yellow, or even be clear. The more dehydrated you are, the deeper yellow will be your urine. So you keep drinking water until it's flowing through you on a regular basis, and your urine is largely pure. If you find that your urine is dark yellow, it means you're dehydrated. Take a couple of glasses of water. Now, the fifth key to being fit and trim for life is proper rest. Now, this is really important today. Take excellent care of your mind and body. More than 60% of Americans today are suffering from what is called sleep deprivation. They are overtired. Now, you can tell if you're overtired because they wake up in the morning and the first thing they think about is when they can go back to bed that evening. If you ever have this, it means that you're overtired. Now, in 1900, the average American slept 9 hours and 15 minutes per night. In 2004, the average American sleeps 6.5 hours and sometimes less. Now, that's average. If 6.5 is average, that means half are above, half are below. This is not enough sleep. Even if you're working physically, you need 9.5 hours. If you're working mentally, you still need lots of rest. Sleep deprivation sneaks up on you. When you burn the candle at both ends, you can get away with it for a day or two. You can drink lots of coffee and eat too much, and that's another reason why people eat too much, is because their body is crying out for nutrition, for energy. But then you start to function slower and slower. You don't make the best decisions. You become irritable and impatient. You are easily distracted when you're sleep-deprived, and you have difficulty concentrating. You see, the fact is that you are a knowledge worker. You use your brain all day long, and your brain is like a battery that must be recharged regularly. Now, what happens if you recharge your cell phone or you recharge some other battery, but you don't recharge it fully each time? Well, you know what happens. Eventually, the battery loses its ability to be fully recharged. Eventually, the battery loses its capacity to be recharged at all, and if you don't fully recharge it on a regular basis, eventually you have to throw the battery away and get a new battery and keep it fully charged. So to fully recharge personally, mentally, and physically, you need 8 hours of sleep or more each night. From now on, resolve to go to bed by 10 o'clock. Start shutting down the house or the apartment at 9 o'clock. Turn off the television. Remember the old saying, early to bed and early to rise makes a man or woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's a discovery. Almost all successful people go to bed early and arise early, refreshed and ready to perform at their best during the day. Unsuccessful people sleep till the last possible minute, get up sluggish and overtired, thinking about when they can go back to bed, and kind of drift through the day. You can increase the quality of your sleep if you eat a light dinner 3 or more hours before bedtime and nothing afterwards. Resist the temptation for a nighttime snack, a cookie, glass of milk, something like that. You don't need it. Now, when you're fully rested, you need less coffee to get going in the morning. And you eat lighter and better foods because you're not as hungry, and you get thinner and fitter faster than you imagine. Sometimes, by going to bed really early and getting a long night's sleep, you can drop 3 to 5 pounds of excess water that your tired body is holding on to. Have you ever had an experience where you've gone to bed and you've got everything done and you're resolved you're going to sleep in tomorrow morning, and you go to sleep and you go out like a light, and then you keep getting up at night and having to go to the bathroom, and the water just seems to drain out of you? Get up in the morning and you're actually thinner and you've lost weight because all that water your body was holding on to just seems to fall away when you get lots of rest. Now, in addition to proper rest, lots of sleep, you must take more time off. This is actually a discipline that you have to develop. In our Focal Point Advanced Coaching and Mentoring programs, we teach people how to take 150 days off each year and simultaneously double their income. Our success rate with this is about 99%. We teach people how to take more time off than they ever dreamed possible, the average of about a week a month, and double their income at the same time. Now, this number, by the way, 150 days, off is easier to achieve than you might imagine. For example, if you just take off every weekend, 2 days per week, instead of working on the weekends, you gain 104 days per year. So you're two-thirds of the way there. If you take the 6 national holidays off per year, added to 104 days, that's equal to 110 days off each year. That's no problem. If you then take off 8 weeks of vacation, which is, you know, 5 extra days per week times 8, that is equal to 40 more days per year, and you have your 150 days. Where do you get 8 weeks of vacation? Well, we mostly work with entrepreneurs who have large control over their time, but you can get 2 weeks here and a week there and Christmas holidays there, and eventually you can work up to it. You set it as a goal. You should aim to take 4 to 6 3-day weekends with your spouse each year. Get away completely from your home and business life. Take no briefcase, take no cell phone. Just go somewhere, even if it's just, you know, 100 miles away. It's a wonderful tonic for your relationship. Just going away and being with your spouse for 2 or 3 days. And what I find is, I used to think about going away for one night or going away for two. What I finally found is that you need what I call 3 sleeps away for a mini vacation. 2 sleeps is just not quite enough. You get there, take 1 sleep, second sleep, you're coming home. 3 sleeps seems to turn into a mini vacation that's really enriches your healthily and emotionally and the quality of your relationship. Plan your vacation times for the year in January. Book them and pay for them in advance. Buy restricted flights and pay for them as well. You will always go on a vacation if the amounts that you've paid are non-refundable. We found that we've been going on vacation at Christmas time for 25 years. We always buy and pay by June 1st. We have never missed a vacation. Why? It's because the money has already been paid. But if you hold off and hold off, you always find a reason not to do it. Now, here's the good news. The more rested you are and the better you feel, the more productive you will be using brain work. The more rested you are, the less you will eat and the thinner you will be. The more rested you are, the more you will feel like exercising and the fitter you will be. Regular rest, relaxation, and recuperation are essential if you want to be fit and trim for life and live well into your 90s. Now, the sixth key is proper exercise, and this means daily and weekly exercise. Remember, the key to becoming fit and trim is eat less and exercise more. Regular exercise is essential for you to be fit and trim, to look and feel your best, and to live a long life. Now, Harvard University just completed studies on the relationship between exercise and mental acuity. They determined that regular daily exercise increases the strength of your bones and the length of your life. It reduces the incidence of Alzheimer's by fully 50%, and regular exercise leads to greater mental alertness and memory. By the way, there's been a follow-up study that says that all of your major thinking, your analyzing, problem-solving, decision-making, takes place in your neocortex. When you exercise vigorously, your body pumps fresh, oxygenated blood into your neocortex and dramatically improves your mental acuity. It makes you sharper, quicker, more creative, and more alert. You make better and faster decisions with exercise. So, set a goal to exercise 200 minutes per week, even if that means going for a 30-minute walk every day, and just pick up the pace. Make an appointment with yourself to exercise and keep your appointment. Now, the best exercises for long life and mental alertness are aerobic exercises. These are exercises that get your heart rate up into the proper range, depending upon your age, and maintain that higher heart rate for 30 or more minutes. The best aerobic exercises, according top of the bottom, are vigorous walking, cycling, swimming, running, and cross-country skiing. You should fully stretch and articulate each of your joints and muscles each day. Remember, with regard to your joints and muscles, if you don't use them, you lose them. For example, if you get up and you just swing your arms, swing your arms in front of yourself, swing your arms up around the sides, just swing your arms 20 or 30 times till you rotate and exercise your entire shoulder and arm, you'll be amazed it takes most of your pains away. If you roll on your, if you lay on your back and roll your knees back and forth, if you roll your head and arms forward and backward, what you could do is take a course in yoga and learn how to stretch every muscle of your body in the most helpful way every day. If you just get up and do 15 minutes of stretching every day, your digestion will be better, your alertness will be higher, your body will feel better, you will walk with greater grace, you'll have more balance and poise. You'll notice the difference right away. I took a course, one course in yoga, many, many years ago. I went every single Saturday for, I think, 6 or 8 weeks for 2 or 3 hours, and I never forgot it all my life. Any time of the day or night, years later, you can get up and start doing yoga exercises and feel great. Now, another thing you can do is get a personal trainer or join a regular class and pay for it in advance. If you can afford it, get a personal trainer who comes to your house. If you can't afford that, get a personal trainer that you go to. And if you can't afford that, join a fitness club, an aerobics exercise club, and go, you know, every day if you like. here's the interesting thing. People say, I don't have time to exercise. What happens is, when you exercise, the old saying, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. When you exercise, you are much sharper, much more alert. You get much more done. You're more highly productive when you are working than you would be if you didn't exercise. So you'll find that actually adding exercises increases your productivity, performance, and output, and ultimately increases your income. I know people who are multi-millionaires who are also marathon runners, and they train 5 hours a day, 6 days a week. They get up at 5, and they run for an hour, hour and a half. In the middle of the day, they swim for an hour. At the end of the day, they bicycle for 10 or 15 miles. They train 3 to 5 hours a day, and simultaneously, they are so productive at their work, sales, business, marketing, computer program, investment services. It's quite amazing. So don't say I don't have time. You actually gain time from exercise. You actually sleep less, by the way. When you first start exercising, you'll sleep more. But after you've exercised a while, you find yourself waking up after 7 hours. Your eyes will go bing. You'll be bright as a berry. You will not be able to sleep. You want to get up and get going, be eager to get going. Regular exercise makes it easier for you to break bad eating habits. If you go for a walk rather than cracking a beer or having a drink after work, it diminishes your appetite and lowers your propensity to eat too much in the evening. Now, the best time to exercise is first thing in the morning, right after you get up. What I do is I always put my exercise clothes next to my bed. So when I get up, they're right there. You trip over them. You trick yourself into putting on your exercise clothes. And what happens is once you put it on, you say, oh, well, I might as well do the exercise. So you put on your exercise clothes before you're fully aware of what you're doing, and then you kind of trick into doing the exercise. We say people who exercise in the morning are much more likely to maintain an exercise regimen than people who put it off until the end of the day when you're often too tired or distracted. So do it first thing in the morning. When are you going to do it? Get up a little earlier. People who exercise regularly tend to be smarter and more creative than those who don't, as I said. And this is because regular exercise pumps highly oxygenated blood into your brain, making you more aware and alert, which gives you feelings of happiness. Oh, well, here's another thing. Wow, is regular exercise triggers the release of endorphins in your brain, which gives you a feeling of happiness, health, and well-being. These endorphins raise your self-esteem and self-confidence and cause you to perform at your best while getting along better with others. I'll give you a very simple exercise. If you're in sales, is get up in the morning and exercise for 30 or 60 minutes before you start work. All day long, you'll be as bright as a bear. You'll be positive, you'll be optimistic, you'll be happy, and you'll double your sales. You'll double your income. You'll be more resistant to negativity and to rejection and to failure. You will laugh when people are negative towards you. You'll be astonished at what happens when you exercise in the morning. You'll be pumped all day long. Now, the seventh key to getting fit, being fit and trim for life is a proper attitude. A positive mental attitude is essential to a long, happy life. The most important quality for health, happiness, and long life is the quality of optimism. Optimism is learned by thinking the way that optimists think. Optimists, based on countless studies at the University of Pennsylvania and others, think and talk about their goals and how they can achieve them most of the time. Here's an interesting thing. When you think about things that make you happy, you become more positive and optimistic. And when you think about your goals, which are future events, that when you achieve them, you're going to be happier. Just thinking about your goals makes you happy and more positive. Optimists look for the good in every situation, and they always find something good. Whenever you have a setback or a difficulty or a problem, you look into it and say, well, what is good in this situation? Optimists seek the valuable lesson in every setback or difficulty rather than becoming upset and looking for someone who they can blame. So therefore, when something goes wrong, you say, that's good. When something goes wrong, you say, what can we learn from this that will make us better in the future? Now, here's another characteristic. Optimists tend to be solution-oriented rather than problem-oriented. They're always thinking in terms of positive actions that they can take to solve their problems or improve their lives. You see, successful people, whenever they have a problem, they say, what's the solution? Unsuccessful people, whenever they have the problem, they say, who's to blame? If you think about solutions all the time, you keep coming up with more solutions. If you think about problems all the time, you keep having more problems. Now, optimists also feed their mind with positive books, positive tapes, positive conversations with other people, and positive courses. These positive inputs are like positive mental nutrition. They're like mainlining positive stuff. These positive inputs continually stimulate them to think positively no matter what is going on. Interesting point, when you take in positive information from any source, it gives you energy. When you take in negative information from any source, it robs you of energy. Interesting point. So fully 85% of illnesses today are psychosomatic. This occurs when psycho, the mind, makes soma, the body, sick. A negative mental attitude triggers what is called the HALT syndrome. Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Food then becomes a source of pleasure or gratification to compensate for negativity or unhappiness in other areas of your life. You know, you've heard the other old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. Well, sometimes when the going gets tough, the tough go eating. And you'll find that almost every tendency toward overeating is dealing with pain of some kind, of being hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And so when you have a positive mental attitude, you eat less. If you're really positive and optimistic about what you're doing, you forget to eat. Have you ever had that experience? You're doing something you really enjoy, and you just don't have time to eat. You put it off, you just eat a quick snack or a food bar or something like that because you want to keep on doing what you're doing. So the root of most negative emotions is blame. People are angry and resentful over something that someone either did or did not do to or for them in the past. Constantly remembering and blaming other people for things that happened and which cannot be changed is why most people are negative and unhappy in the present. So the key to eliminating negative emotions is to practice forgiveness with everyone who has ever hurt you in any way. So the key, and rise above the past pain and focus on the future. Think about what you want and how to get it. Remember, when you turn toward the sunshine, the shadows fall behind you. When you turn toward the sunshine, the shadows fall behind you. The best way to become and remain an optimist is for you to set clear, written goals, make plans to accomplish them, and then work on them every day. Get so busy working on things that are so important to you that you don't have time to think about the things that might lead you into health habits that would interfere with your becoming fit and trim for life. So let me summarize. Here are the keys to becoming fit and trim for life. First, proper diet. Eliminate the three white poisons. Eat excellent foods and fewer of them. Second, proper weight. Set a goal, make a plan, and discipline yourself to work on it every day until you achieve it. Third, proper vitamin and mineral supplements. Select a product or variety that works for you and take them every day. Fourth is proper hydration. Drink at least 2 quarts of water per day and more if you're working harder or if it's warmer outside. Fifth is proper rest. Get at least 8 hours of sleep per night and aim to take 150 days off each year on vacation. By the way, in our course, we used to teach people how important it is to get more sleep. And we were astonished when people came back and said they increased their sleeping from 6 hours to 7 or 8 hours, lost 25 pounds, and it was like they were coming out of a fog. They had no idea they were functioning in a fog from sleep deprivation. They just got into the habit of working and sleeping 6 hours a night, getting up tired, and going through the day. Their income went up, their weight went down, they felt brighter and more alert just from the act of adding 1 extra hour of sleep per day. Now, the sixth key is proper exercise. Make a plan to exercise 200 minutes per week, at least 200 minutes, even if you just go for a walk around the block 30 to 90 minutes each day. I'm sorry, 30 minutes a day. Proper attitude. Resolve to become a completely positive person. Think and talk about what you want and let the rest go. That's the difference between top performers and low performers, is top performers think and talk about what they want most of the time. Poor performers think and talk about what they don't want, and who's to blame. So to summarize, finally, make a decision today to develop the new habits that will make you fit and trim for life. As you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The key to success is for you to make a resolution and then to follow through on that resolution. To repeat what I said at the beginning, accept complete responsibility for your health for the rest of your life. Set clear goals for every part of your physical life and then write them down. Then do something every day that moves you in the direction of becoming and remaining fit and trim for life. Good luck.